Greetings. Today I'm in Bulgaria after a great weekend in Utrecht, Netherlands. It was a great weekend of teaching and activating believers in prophecy. I'll be teaching for the next week on prophecy in Bulgaria as well. God speaks and life happens. God doesn't do anything without a partnership with the voice of mankind. We must release the life-giving words of God into the world to see the earth transformed by heaven's grace. Our salvation in Christ is a salvation by the power of God's grace. Our salvation is not merely going to heaven when we die, but a testimony of heaven invading our lives in increasing and transforming ways. This is only possible through Jesus Christ, the last Adam, that we might be a race of new creations in Christ for the glory of God in all things. Romans 5:19. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. Jesus made it possible for us to no longer be bound to an Adam of sin, but to be transformed in the family tree of life. God's mercy redeemed us from the law of sin and death, and God's grace transforms us into the liberty of life in Christ. I believe that God's mercy makes us righteous enough to go to heaven when we die. It is a free gift of Jesus. When we receive him, we receive his gift of mercy. He gave us peace. There is no gap between us and God. No person ever need to hide from him because of his mercy. His mercy is enough to give us the righteousness of Christ that gets us to heaven. It's enough to cause each of us to become a child of God. Little children know the Father, and they know their sins are forgiven. There's a righteousness for little children that will get us to heaven, but we are supposed to grow up and become sons and daughters, even fathers and mothers in Christ. The righteousness of God that gets us to heaven doesn't require us to change much in our lives. We could be a thief on the cross and go to heaven when our hearts receive the gift of Jesus. The thief saying, "Jesus, remember me," was enough to get him to heaven. For sure, that is transformational and awesome. But had the thief lived longer than the day on the cross, he would have needed something more. He would have needed grace to reign in life. God's love is enough to get us to heaven without doing anything but believing in him. God's love is also powerful enough to change who we are in this world. The thief was crucified on the cross because he was a thief. Had he lived on the earth beyond that day, Christ in him would have had to transform his character to no longer be a thief. A lot of believers come to Jesus and then think that is enough. They're going to heaven when they die, but they fail to reign in life. And circumstances and things in life end up reigning over them. Some believers come to Jesus and do a mixture of information and transformation. They return to the law because it has seemingly safe boundaries. It is simple. It has instructions they can see. The problem is it controls them, but it doesn't truly change them. They may follow rules, but in their hearts they are not changed. Grace is more powerful than law. Jesus said, "You have heard it written in the law, you shall not commit murder. But I say to you, if you hate your brother in your heart, you've already committed murder." Jesus said, "It is written in the law, you shall not commit adultery. But I say, if you do it in your heart, you've already done it." Law can give us instructions that restrain our actions, but Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit so our character changes. Our hearts and minds change. We are not restrained or controlled, but liberated by the internal power of God's grace. Grace empowers us to not hate our brother in our hearts. Grace empowers us to no longer seek illegitimate fulfillments to the desires of our hearts. Grace includes a change that looks right, but it is deeper than actions. Doing right things doesn't make us people who are righteous, but having a right relationship with God in our hearts will empower us to become people who do right things in life. It is the power of Christ in us, and this is the hope of glory. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.